Double Baptist welcome.
Amen, preacher. Appreciate you. Buddy. Amen. I love Brother Widener. He's still my pastor. I tell everybody that's my pastor. No matter where I go, Brother Widener's my pastor. And boy, that's crazy, huh? 73 years, my goodness. What a faithful member, huh? 73 years, 71 years. That's some amazing stuff, really, if you think about that's a lot of years. Amen? Be faithful to a church. That's a lot of years. I was just thinking about that, you know, Brother Widener and Steve Ragland, some of you may know Brother Steve, I guess he's passed on now, but we were members of that church there in Delhart, and they really the ones that got me thinking about ministry. They would just come up and say, hey, you know, yeah, God ever dealt with you about this or that? And I'd be like, not me, you know, not me. But then the Lord dealt with us, and we were ordained there. My wife says it was 2020. I know it's been 20 years or so ago. Man, boy, does time go on by, don't it, brother? 20 years ago? Whew. Amen? But really, because of this church here, is really the probably, I mean, God used it. That's why we're in Seminole today. Because of this church right here. If you connect those dots all the way back to 1948, and here we are. 2021, amen. Still rolling on. I was going to tell y'all, you know, y'all need to keep this thing going, amen. You've touched a lot of lives, and just think, there's people back in 1948 had no idea. No idea way down the road that there's going to be churches in Delhart, Seminole, who knows wherever else you guys have posted churches, amen, through your ministry. What a blessing, amen. I mean, it makes me, brings tears to your eyes when you think about the connection, amen, and your grandma and then your daddy and then you and just boom, boom, right on down the line, amen. And some of you young people in here, I can tell you, it could be that way for you too. I mean, the Lord Jesus changes. He breaks the chains. And He can turn your life into something worthy. Not just existing. You can find someone to live for, worth living for, and that's the Lord Jesus. Amen? And He'll bless your life greatly. I need to move along here. But I was going to say to you, you know, y'all still have a great opportunity. Y'all have great leadership in your church. My wife and I were talking about your church yesterday. You know, you have Pastor, you have Justin, you have Tim, Curtis, Robert. I mean, man, y'all have some great leadership in this church. You don't have men that just want to do something. You have men that love the Lord and want to do something. Amen. You know, you have, I know of one person, I'm not going to say names to embarrass somebody, but I know there's one person in this church of your leadership that gets up around 4 o'clock in the morning and prays. That just blows my mind. I didn't know there was a 4 o'clock in the morning. Much less get up there early to pray. I didn't know there was a 4 o'clock in the morning, did you? I thought the sun come up at 8 o'clock or something. I didn't know. Hey, but you got great people in your church. You got people to follow, amen, and you need to pray for them. Amen. But I was thinking about that and the church and how long the church has been here. But you know what that took? That took a lot of people putting themselves aside to serve the Lord. Amen. You know, you want to see your church, of course you want to see, I'm assuming you want to see your church keep going. I hope you do. You know, Seminole, I don't know how much longer I'll be in Seminole, but I hope it keeps going, you know. But I know in order for a ministry to be this long-standing and keep moving forward, You have to have people that have put themselves aside. Yeah. Amen? And when we say put ourselves aside, you're really putting yourself aside for a greater thing. Yeah. For the Lord Jesus and your church. But, you know, but we really do. We have to put ourselves aside. Amen? You know, Lord speaks to me often, you know, if you want the church to grow, you're going to have to give me just a little bit more than a little bit of prayer here and there. You know, it's many times it's like we use the Lord like the magic genie, the genie in the bottle. You know, Lord, we need to see our church grow. We need to see our church grow. But the Lord doesn't work like that. I'll grow your church, but you're going to have to, you know, you got to give something. I'm not just going to hand it out to you. You know what I'm saying? You know, anything worth growing, you've got to put some time into it. And put ourselves aside and do those type of things. If you have your Bible this morning, we'll be going to Deuteronomy chapter 9. Deuteronomy chapter 9. Okay, I've got 11:15, brother, up there. But I've got 2:29 right here. Have I been up here that long already? I should have been done a couple hours ago, huh? Boy, time flies when you're having fun, don't it? Let's go to Deuteronomy 9. Look at verse 7 here. Verse 7. Remember, let's all stand for just a minute. I'm not going to make you stand too long because there's quite a few verses. There are a couple of verses here. Let's all stand. Remember and forget not how thou provokedest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until you came unto this place. The preacher was talking about preaching on wrath this morning. How would you like to preach this every week? Amen. You have been rebellious against the Lord. He says later on in verse 20, he tells you, you've been rebellious against the Lord since the day I knew you. I mean, man, he wouldn't last in a church very long today, would he? But he's telling the truth, huh? Let's move on. Also in Oreb, you provoked the Lord to wrath so that the Lord was angry with you to have destroyed you. When I was gone up into the mountain to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. And the Lord delivered unto me the two tables of stone written with the finger of God. And on them was written according to all the words which the Lord spake with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. Lord Jesus, I pray you help us just a little bit, Lord. Help us be an encouragement to the church this morning. Helps to encourage Bible Baptist, Lord. Boy, I would love to see him keep going another till you return, Lord. But help us, Lord, show us some things this morning that might encourage us and show us, Lord, what you might expect from us if we want to see you work in our midst. So we pray it in Jesus' name. Help us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Y'all can be seated. So this section of Deuteronomy is Moses rehearsing some of Israel's rebellions against him. He's proving to them that they're not inheriting Canaan because of who they are. He expresses the opposite, that they're just rebels against God and have always been rebels against God. You know, whenever Moses prayed to the Lord on behalf of Israel, he always made reference to the covenant with Abraham. He always brought the covenant of Abraham before God's eyes. He said, remember the covenant, you know. Don't destroy him. He didn't say, oh, they're great people, Lord, don't destroy him. No, he said, remember the covenant, amen. You know, as preachers, when we pray before our church, we need to ask the Lord to remember the blood covenant. Amen. You know, bless us, Lord, according to your covenant, amen, so that the world can see how wonderful and great you are, amen. You know, he talked about the Egyptians. You're going to say, well, you know, he brought them out and he couldn't take care of them. But Moses would appeal to the covenant. You know, we need to appeal to the covenant, not our goodness. Lord, grow our church according to the covenant. Not because we're great Christians. Amen. I mean, we're no different than these folks. You know, we're just inherently rebellious, are we not? We have to struggle with our flesh. Amen? Because it doesn't want to do. It doesn't want you to put aside. It doesn't want you to walk and live for God. Your flesh doesn't want, your old nature doesn't want to live for God. It doesn't want to. We have to put it aside. Amen? We have to put ourselves aside. Moses says here, listen, 40 days and 40 nights without bread and water. What was he doing? This is before he received the tables for the first time. What was he doing? He was preparing himself to receive from God. Amen? You know, if we want to receive from God, I want to see my church grow in Seminole. But God's been showing me, listen, if you want to receive from me, then you need to prepare yourself to receive from me. And that means setting yourself aside, pal. Amen? You need to set yourself aside because you're too wrapped up in you. You know, I can get caught up in me and then grab my little genie every now and genie bottle every now and then and say, okay, God, we need some people this Sunday. Okay, Lord, we got some needs in the church. You know, this is how we do. But the Lord, like, put that bottle down and pull yourself aside. Amen? I like to tell my church, yeah, I'm from Alabama, so I talk like me from Alabama, right? I tell my church, God's no chump. God's no chump. We don't get over on God. God looketh on the heart. Man looks on the outward, but God looks on the heart. I could look like anything I want before you people, but God looks on my heart. The Lord says, I know you, pal. Amen? I know you. You may have everybody scammed, but I know you. Amen? And I know you need to pull yourself aside. You need to pray. Moses said, I put myself aside 40 days and 40 nights. So the noticeable trait of Moses, like any, you know, if any church is going to grow, we got to have prayer people. We got to have prayer warriors. Amen. But sometimes it's not enough just to come down and pray, oh God, grow our church, oh God, help her. Sometimes we got to pull ourselves aside and prepare ourselves for that. You know, what was Moses doing for those 40 days and 40 nights? I mean, I imagine self-examination. Trying to empty himself so that he might receive something from the Lord. Amen. So the question we could ask, one question we could ask ourselves this morning is, do I put myself aside that I might receive from the Lord? Ask yourself that this morning, amen. As members of Bible Baptist Church this morning, ask yourself, am I able to put myself aside that I might receive something from the Lord? Right? And you can answer that question to yourself. Because you know you, right? I know me and you know you. But hey, if I want to receive anything from the Lord, this is what I have to do. So the noticeable trait of Moses, like any effectual prayer warrior, is that he prepared himself to receive. Amen? I would love to be an effectual prayer warrior for my church. Well, you got to prepare yourself. Amen. It's not, oh, no, I'm going to start praying tomorrow. I'm going to start praying tomorrow. I'm just going to start going to the altar and praying for. No, you need to pull yourself aside. What do you do in your prayer time? Is it always about somebody else or is it about you? Are we emptying ourselves out? See, we love to pray about others and other things, but what about ourselves? Amen? You know, first thing John the Baptist preached was repentance. The first thing Jesus preached was repentance. The first thing Peter preached was repentance. You understand what I'm saying? I think as a 2021 Christian group, we've forgotten how to repent. We've made ourselves so good and so special that we've forgotten how to repent. You know what? I imagine Moses doing some repenting in them 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. Amen. Because later on in Deuteronomy 9, he said, "I took your sin upon me." You know, Moses is a good picture of Christ, isn't he? He said, I took your sin upon me. But he had to prepare himself for that, did he not? You understand? Does that make sense to you? Listen, what did he do? To receive something from God, Moses put his mind in the right position. Put his heart in the right position to receive from the Lord. Amen. He had to empty himself out so that he might receive from the Lord. As long as I'm full of me, I'm not going to receive much from the Lord. As long as you're full of yourself, you're not going to receive a whole lot from the Lord. You're just going to be banging your head against the wall and deceiving yourself. We have to empty ourselves. You know, sometimes we need to do things like just get down and repent on purpose. Well, I don't have a whole lot to repent of. We'll do it anyway. Guarantee you got some in the bank. Huh? Guarantee you got some in the bank. You got something to repent of. Amen? You know, in Israel, you know, they had to sacrifice for sins of omission. What are sins of omission? Sin they didn't even, you know, you commit sins every day you don't even think about. They're just sins of omission. You got something in the bank. You know, we got to get out, empty ourselves out and say, Lord, help me. You know, Moses was a meek man. That tells you that he, you know, he knew how to repent. Amen. Listen, Deuteronomy 9:9, Moses said, when I was gone up into the mount to receive the tablets of the stone, even the tablets of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days, 40 nights, neither did I eat bread nor drink water. I went to receive from the Lord, but before I received, I fasted for over a month to prepare my heart to get ready to receive from the Lord. Amen. And it affected his life. See, a couple other examples. You know, Job 42:10 says, in the captivity of Job turned when he prayed for his friends. But you know what? But Job was a man. You know, Job, his wife said, you need to curse God and die. He said, you sound like a foolish woman. No. We don't curse God and die. See, he prepared himself, didn't he? He had his heart prepared. How could he be prepared that way? Let me show you something about Job here. Job 23:12. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed his words, the words of his mouth, more than my necessary food. So Job had the same attitude Moses did. He esteemed God's words more necessary, more important than his necessary food. He was able to put himself aside. Amen? So they could receive from the words from God, and God blessed him. We know the end of Job. Huh? You know, all his friends come trying to depress him and all this stuff, you know? But at the end, he was blessed. You know, he prayed for his friends in the last chapter. After all the ordeal. And the Bible says in his captivity term when he prayed for his friends, but he prepared himself beforehand. He esteemed God's words more necessary than his food. You see what I'm saying? He put himself aside to receive from the Lord. And the Lord blessed him. Does that make sense? Sure does. Listen, what about David? David said, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. What did he do? He memorized the word of God that he had. Thy word have I hid in my heart. He memorized scripture. Do you memorize scriptures? You know, that takes you putting yourself aside, spending some time to do something that's not uncomfortable. For me, memorization is not comfortable. I don't have a good memory. I struggle. Some people can just, you know, I'm like, how do you do that? How do you remember all that? Right? Even the ones I memorized, I got to go back and read over and over and over again, you know. But David, thy word, Psalm 119:11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. But watch, Psalm 55:17, David says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall. Hey, what did he do? He set himself aside three times a day. Can you imagine you getting alone three times a day? I mean, think about that. What would that take in your life? That would take you putting yourself aside, wouldn't it? That would take you taking your life and putting it on hold so that I can pray. You understand? But he prepared himself. He memorized God's word. He had God's word in his heart. He put himself aside so that he could have something from God. Does that make sense? And he had a great relationship with the Lord. Amen? Let's move on quickly. Well, what about Daniel? Daniel 10, 2 through 3. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And then we know in Daniel chapter 10, then he heard from God. But what did it take, brother? He set himself aside. Before he heard anything from the Lord, Brother Justin, he set himself aside. 3 weeks? What was he doing? Preparing himself. See? That makes sense? I mean, if we want to receive from the Lord, we've got to prepare ourselves. If you want to see Bible Baptists grow, you got to prepare yourself. Amen. And you're a body. You understand? Church is a body. The church is an organism. It's alive. So the church itself has to prepare itself. Amen. As a body. You understand? In your personal life and as a church body, that it might grow. Daniel 6:10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in the chamber, y'all know this verse, toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees, again, like just like David, 3 times a day, and prayed. But we notice, what else did he do? He would fast. He would set himself aside, and he'd pray. You know, fasting and prayer is labor, right? You know, fasting, you know, my body don't like to fast. My body likes to eat. You see what I'm saying? But if I can't put myself aside to pray, I shouldn't expect to receive nothing from the Lord if I'm not going to put something into it. Amen? You shouldn't consider your church as secondary in your life. Amen. Church of God is not secondary. It's first. Amen. So there are times when we got to take stuff and just put it aside and say, you know what? I should put the church first. I should put the Lord's body first. I think I'm going to rearrange my schedule, you know, and put the Lord first. Does that make sense? Because when we don't do that, we're telling the Lord something. When I can't put myself aside for the Lord, I'm telling the Lord something. Not that important to me. We can work everything else into our schedule. Ain't that true? But the things of God, eh. You see what I'm saying? So it may not be prayer I'm talking about. It may not be fasting I'm talking about. It may be, hey, I need to put myself aside and put the things of God back in where they belong. Guarantee in 1948, there was people putting the things of God first. Promise you, you wouldn't be here 73 years without it. As the years roll by, people were putting the things of God. Brother Widener, your family putting things of God first, no doubt. Still here? 70? What? That's crazy. Isn't it? What is that? Putting things aside. First things first. Amen? He shed his blood on the cross for my sin in order to be able to put him first. He allowed me to go to heaven. He hath not appointed me unto wrath. Thank God he hadn't appointed me unto wrath. Amen. He appointed me to receive my salvation. So he deserves it, right? I mean, does he? Or have we got so callous in our heart that he really don't deserve? I don't know. I don't know. Hey, we got to be prepared. The Bible says, Exodus 32:11, and Moses besought the Lord his God. Deuteronomy 9:18. And Moses says, and I fell down before the Lord as at the first. Now this was in relation to the golden calf. When he came down, they'd created the calf. God tells him, Deuteronomy 9, I fell down before the Lord as at the first, another 40 days. And then he was going to the Lord on their behalf, see? And then later in that chapter 9, he says, I took their sin upon me. But what did he do to prepare himself to do that? Again, 40 days. You understand? There was a need. These people were in a mess. He fell down before the Lord. Amen? You know, for sake of time, I'm going to move ahead. Listen, when they refused to go into Canaan at Kirjath-Jearim, same thing. The Bible says Moses fell down before the Lord 40 days for him. Why? Because he had a need. He wanted God to hear his prayer, but he needed just throwing something up wasn't going to work. No, he separated himself. Amen? Hey, with all that going on, with the plague of the Lord, all this business after the calf, you know, still, he took those 40 days and he said, yeah, but I need to prepare. Boy, that'd be, what did he do for 40 days? Apparently got quiet for the Lord, just whatever he did, you know? I don't know. But watch. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure, Deuteronomy 9:19, wherewith the Lord was wroth against you to destroy you. But the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also. See, because God listened to Moses. You understand? Are you getting the picture here? God listened to Moses. You want to be a blessing? I want to pray for my church. I want to see God do something for my church. You want God to hear your prayers? Then you got to set yourself aside. Amen? God heard Moses. It says in that chapter, God pardoned according to Moses' word. God pardoned their sin according to Moses. Can you imagine? God heard Moses' prayer. I pardoned according to Moses. Huh? Why? Because this is a man that set himself aside. That makes sense? He needed something. Listen, BBC, you need something from God. Amen. You know, Seminole and BBC, we call ourselves BBC Seminole. We're y'all's, whatever, stepchild, I don't know. I don't know what you call it. Offspring, is that better? Amen? Hey, but BBC Seminole needs something from God. But we're not going to get anything from God. We'll set ourselves aside. This is not the Friday night football game. I'm going to get my tickets and show up. Enjoy the show and go home. This is not a football game. This is the house of God. This is where we want God to do something. Amen. God ain't going to do it at a football game. You know, he don't care who wins that football game. Really? God chooses a side in the football game? Really? Well, God likes us better than you. No, he don't. He couldn't care less. But he cares about this. Amen? He cares about y'all. He cares about us. But I know, according to scriptures, he wants us to set ourselves aside. We need to learn the Word of God. We need to memorize the Word of God. We need to pray. We need to put our personal things aside. Y'all got good leaders in your church. I'm telling you, you know, these folks go to camp with these kids every year. And I'm sure it's vacation time y'all take to do that, I'm sure. What is that? That's putting yourself aside. Because they want to see something for you kids. Amen? They put yourself aside. They could just as well go to Disney World. But they don't do that. See what I'm saying? So, but it shouldn't just be leadership, is what I'm saying. All the members of the church should have that attitude, see. Well, I'm just, Well, you know, if you got that attitude right there, friend, you probably should come down to the altar here in just a minute and tell God I'm sorry that I had that little snickery little attitude just now. You know, you need to set yourself aside and go repent of that business. You ain't just hurting you, you're hurting your church. The Lord needs every member of the church. Amen? Yeah, every member. I got to finish up here. I didn't burn my time. Hey. One thing I noticed about that thing, even when Aaron, when Moses was gone and Aaron failed, amen. You know, the Bible says in Exodus 32:2, and Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in your ears of your wives and of your sons and your daughters, and bring them unto me. And we know the story later on. He said, well, I cast it in the fire and there came out this calf. No, Exodus 32:4 says, he received them at their hand and he fashioned it with a graving tool. I mean, Aaron made that calf. He made it with a graving tool. See. So what was he a type of? He's a type of a fallen leader. He took part in blasphemy because God said, thou shalt have no other God before me. But they said, oh, make us God. Oh, okay. Amen? Then he took part in idolatry when he actually made the thing. And then he lied to Moses and said, well, I just threw this stuff in, this thing come out. Really? I mean, you know he's in a tight spot with that one, don't you? I don't know what to say. It just came out. And Moses said, we're done with you, pal. You're gone. No. He said, and I prayed for Moses also at that time. And we know that Moses stayed with him. I mean, Aaron stayed with Moses all the way, almost all the way. Huh. Why? Because somebody prayed for him. You understand? You need to pray for your preacher. You need to pray for your song. You need to pray for your teachers, your youth people. You need to pray for them. But set yourself aside and pray for them. Not, oh, I forgot to pray. Oh. You know, let me slide my hamburger over for a minute and I'll pray. No, pray for them. Let's pray for them. Help them. Say, hey, what can I do? Preacher, what can I do? Justin, what do y'all need me to do? Tim, what can I do for you? Can I help you? Robert, what do you want me to do? You know, don't leave him scrambling for somebody to help. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm saying? No, you need to set yourself aside for the sake of your church. Amen. Do you love your church? I know you love your church. I got to get done. I'm running out of time. You should give me an hour and a half, bro. I could have preached a good sermon. When they failed to go into Canaan, Moses prayed, pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, as thou hast forgiven this people, even from Egypt until now. So Moses knew how to pray. He said, forgive them according to your mercy, like you've always forgiven them. Forgive them. Amen? That's what the leadership needs to do. What about the church people? You got to pull yourself aside. You got a problem with the preacher? Pray for him. Don't get mad at him. Don't go down the street. Pray for him. Pull yourself aside and say, Lord, you know, who am I anyway? Who are you to get on somebody anyway? But that's how we are. Now you got to pull yourself aside and say, Lord, forgive me. Who in the world I think I am anyway? I'm going to go down to another church. I don't like something he said. Really? You're going to do that? Why don't you put yourself aside? Lord, change your attitude. You'd be a blessing, huh? Quit expecting people to be perfect. Amen and amen. Listen, folks. You know what? One thing Moses learned by setting himself aside unto God, that God's the judge, not me. My job is just to pray for folks. My God's not to pray wrath down on people. My God's not to pray the preacher out of the pulpit. My job is to set myself aside unto the Lord. I promise you, He'll change your attitude. He'll take that meanness out of you. Because that's all it is, meanness. Huh? I mean, if you're that smart, you'd be a preacher, right? Armchair. Pardon, I beseech thee. Numbers 14:20. I've already mentioned this. I'm going to finish up. God said, I have pardoned according to thy word. Boy, wouldn't that be a great thing to know the Lord is listening to your prayers? And he said, I'm going to do as you ask. Amen? I'm going to do as you ask, son. But you know what? But like Moses, there has to be groundwork behind that thing. Amen? That's not just showing up Sunday morning. I ain't prayed all week. I ain't read my Bible all week. I ain't done nothing all week. But I'm going to jump up here and think God's just going to, oh, okay. Oh, you got it. No. Prepare. Get yourself ready. Amen? Amen. Let me finish because I've run out of time. Moses, a meek man, but he kept his heart prepared. Do you keep your heart prepared? Are we prepared? Where's your heart at? Well, when you think about things in your church going on, where's your heart at? Oh, I'm going to do what I can for that. Or do you think, oh my goodness, something else? That's going to be right in the middle of this thing I got planned. Amen? What in the world? He's always doing that. Amen? Now, why don't we pull ourselves aside and say, Lord, you know, help me to redirect my deal. Amen? Not for his sake. For his sake. For your church's sake. For each other's sake. By this we know we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. 1 John 4:13. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. You got hate going on in your heart? You got to get right. It's not right. Not right. I don't care what you think. It's not right. God ain't hearing your prayers. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me, the Bible says. You understand? So if you got some old stoved up mess going on in there, friend, you need to prepare yourself to hear from God. You need to get right with God. Amen? These old altars, I bet you in the 50s these altars got used quite often. Don't y'all? Bet they did. You don't know. I bet they did. I'd bet money with you, and I don't bet. Huh? Use the altars. Praise the Lord. Separate yourself unto God. I got to get done, preacher. I'm trying. What a great pastor God placed to lead Israel. Amen? A true prayer warrior, willing to set himself aside. God give you good leaders in your church here, I'm telling you. You know, I don't know them all intimately, but I know them from association. I know this one intimately. And you got good people in your church. You got good leaders in your church, amen. You know what I'm saying? But those people is what made Moses' ministry so miserable. Because he's the only one to set himself aside. Amen? Joshua go in the tent, won't come out, praying. You see what I'm saying? You got to set yourself aside. You want to see the church grow, get bigger, go again, take off, let's take off. What you're willing to do. You got the examples in the scriptures, how it works. Listen, we could be great intercessors, but we got to set ourselves aside. I'd like to be a great pastor. I don't consider myself a good pastor at all. But I'd like to. But the Lord, show me. You're going to be better? You're going to set yourself aside, pal. Amen? You're going to put some of your stuff down. Yes. And pick some of my stuff up. Praise the Lord. Humility, self-sacrifice, Bible reading, memorizing the scriptures, prayer time, those type of things, right? I got to finish here. I went too long. Oh my goodness. To ensure a proper audience with God, we must be prepared. We must be prepared to receive anything from God. Lord Jesus, I pray, God, sorry I went too long. I pray, Lord, you bless these folks. But help us all, Lord, help me. Start with me, Lord. I'm preaching to all of us, not me at these people. Help us, Lord, to learn to set ourselves aside for you, to give you the time you deserve. Help us to get alone, prepare our hearts, let the Holy Spirit speak through our hearts. Pray for us with utterings, with groanings that cannot be uttered. Lord, that means pulling aside and let you get into our heart and just grinding away, dealing with our sin and our filth. I pray, God, help us, Lord, that we might grow in you, that our churches might grow in you, that individuals might grow in you spiritually. Because I know that's what brings you glory. I know that's what you want. You saved us through your blood. Lord, it's our reasonable service to separate ourselves unto you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, preacher. Come on with me.